So I speak this into the void. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was love, was God. He was with God. He was with love in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God, born of love. The Word, Christ, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. And on this rock, Christ, the Lord has built his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He has given us the church, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever I, the church, bind on earth, be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth, be loosed in the heavenlies. Praise the Lord, for he is good, and his grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Thus, by the blood of Christ, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness, you have lost, we have won. Baal bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. So behold, the glory is here. The Lord God, Lord Love, the Lord, love, Most High, Creator of heaven and earth, Abba, my Father, I thank you and I believe I receive, for thereafter I have employed the ministry of the Holy Spirit to minister for us in signs and wonders and miracles for such a time as this, in the name of Jesus, as it is written, 'In the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth.' Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of love was hovering, fluttering, roaring, brooding over the waters. And nine times God, love, said, and nine times he saw what he said to come to pass, and they were good. They were very good. In the last of the last days of the church age, the earth was filled with tyranny, terror, and chaos. darkness was over the seven areas of influence. As I speak the word of love of God, the word of love, and standing on the ancient prophecy of the eagle by the blood of Christ, I call and I thank you, Father love, that the fire of the Holy Ghost, the ruach of love, who was hovering with cherishing love and care over the waters as an eagle hover over its young, has come down and is consuming the wickedness, corruption, and defilement of this time, of this day, the filth of this time, of this day. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, this is to your glory. Love our Father, so that the Son of Love may be glorified through it, and is redeeming the prophetic timeline of peace and the prosperity the Lord our love has given us, unto our being caught up together with the dead in Christ, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord, without our seeing the grave, that place of oppression, judgment, and punishment, without our going down into silence. The dead do not praise the Lord, neither any that goes down into silence. But it is us. It is I who bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord, and fulfilling this end time transfer of wealth, property, and goods and people from the hands of the devil into our hands, bringing the harvest of the full number of the elect from the world into the kingdom of our Father. And the Lord is presenting us to himself, the church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. We be holy, spirit, soul, and body, without blemish, for creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of us, the sons and daughters of love. Therefore, faithful and true is the Lord to complete his prophecies. And God, love, watches over his word to perform it. In the name of Jesus, we, the church, stand in faith for their fulfillment. For as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Thus, Father God, Father love, we, the church, continue to pray and decree the battle plan of the highest heavens be loosed, be released, be unleashed on the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, have your way, Lord, my love, that the whole earth know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Word of God, the Word of love, is Lord, to the glory of God of love, the Father. Praise the Lord for he is good. His grace is abounding and his mercy endures forever. We continue to sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted, both horse and driver. He has hurled into the sea. For the Lion of Judah has roared again today, the day of the Lord, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. I wash corruption, abortion, sexual immorality, the LGBTQ plus ideology, the communication of evil, violence, their works, and the cabals, the Illuminati, the Luciferians, in the blood of the Lamb, wipe them out. I wash the implementation of the one world government, all their works, their dark plans, in the blood of the Lamb. Holy Ghost resurrection fire brings the Lord's judgment on the wicked, delivers humanity from their grip, and restores the prophetic timeline of peace and prosperity the Lord has given us. I activate the Red Sea Exodus and our deliverance and by the blood of Christ, that I command the forward. I wash any delay in the blood of the Lamb. I command things to move forward. I accelerate the reset, the reformation in the blood of the Lamb. I wash the election coup, fraud, crime, treason of November 3rd, 2020 in the blood of the Lamb. Reverse the result of that election. I wash President Donald J. Trump's feet in the blood of the Lamb. Suddenly see there that day Holy Ghost resurrection fire walked the 45th President Donald J. Trump back to the office of the presidency for his second term, now 2023 to 2028. It is finished, for love has done it. For I, the Lord, love what is right. I hate robbery and injustice. A delay was not a denial. It remains, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, says the Lord God of hosts, that President Donald J. Trump has won the 2016 and the 2020 presidential elections, and he will fulfill his second term. For today, the true result of the November 3rd, 2020 election has been proven, ratified, confirmed, approved, certified, sealed, and delivered, and recognized. And President Trump shall walk back into the office of the presidency. President Trump walk back into the office of the presidency by my spirit, by divine intervention. Since man could not do it, I have done it. Everything that the deep state tried failed. The fraud failed. It all failed. And today, President Donald J. Trump is in the Oval Office and sitting behind the president, the president's desk, and he's still our president. Praise the Lord. Atoroso nungros. Eresu tokoro hiashi salam dash. Etoroso tokoro hiashi salam dash. Anala tokoro hiashi salam nungros. Oroso tokoro hiashi salam nungros. Arasu. President Trump and the army of God are holding back the Luciferian age in order for the Lord God Almighty to fulfill his plan for the United States of America to once again be the great light, to put an end to the United States of America's Holocaust of abortion and the slaughtering of the children, and for his church to be in splendor, and for the harvest of over 1 billion souls from the world into the kingdom of our Father. And the Lord has restored the national sovereignty, making everyone their own sovereign individual. He has brought us back to Eden, that as it is in heaven, so also be it on the earth. Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee in the name of Jesus. It is finished. And with me, each person in the United States of America declare and stand on this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That this nation, under God, that shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Our constitutional republic, and it remains that the president for the United States of America, the commander-in-chief and a faithful world leader, a mighty warrior, Donald J. Trump, and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, with our families, households, and ministries, lands, and territories, each of our kingdoms, of our gardens of Eden, are completely insulated, protected, preserved, and provided for by the Lord God Almighty, as we are standing for righteousness and truth. The fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord had fought against the enemies of President Donald J. Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and all of us, the righteous, in our kingdoms are at peace, for our God has given us rest on every side. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We believe we receive the end time transfer of wealth, goods, and property, being in full force from the wicked to us, the righteous, as the Lord leads us, as says the Spirit of the Lord God. And we thank you, Father Lord, for the mighty harvest of souls that have come and are still coming into the kingdom of our Father. We pray that above all else, they prosper and be in good health, even as their souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, Father Lord, we thank thee. So the Lord has saved the United States of America and the nations that day. Out of the hand of the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, the United States of America and the nations saw the cabals, Illuminati, the Luciferians, dead on the seashore of their wickedness. Thus the United States of America and the nations saw that great work which the Lord had done in their governments and administrations in the seven mountains of influence. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servants, the prophets. For Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Praise the Lord. O God in Zion, to you even silence is praised. You who answers prayer, all of humanity comes before you with their requests. Though we are overcome by our many sins, your sacrifice covers over them all. How blessed is the one you choose to live near you in your courts. The beauty of your house, your holy temple, satisfies us. You answer our prayers with amazing wonders and with awe-inspiring a displays of power. You are the righteous God who helps us like a father. Everyone, everywhere looks to you, for you are the confidence of all the earth, even to the farthest islands of the sea. What jaw-dropping, astounding power is yours. You are the mountain maker, who set them all in place. You muzzle the war of the mighty seas and the wager of mobs with their noisy riots. O God, to the farthest corners of the planet, people will stand in awe, startled, and stunned by your signs and wonders. Sunrise brilliance and sunset beauty both take turns singing their songs to you, of joy to you. Your visitations of glory bless the earth. The rivers of God overflow and enrich it. You paint the wheat fields golden as you provide rich harvests. Every field is watered with the abundance of rain. Showers are soaking the earth and softening its clods, causing seeds to sprout throughout the land. You crown the earth with the fruits of your goodness. Wherever you go, the tracks of your chariot's wheels drip with oil. Luxuriant green pastures boast of your beauty as you make every hillside blossom with joy. The grazing meadows are covered with flocks, and the fertile valleys are clothed with grain, each one dancing and shouting for joy. Creation's celebration. They are all singing their songs of praise to you. Praise the Lord, O the United States of America and her territories, Israel and Jerusalem, Haiti and Jamaica, and the whole world. I praise you, my God, I, Zion, for you have strengthened the bars of our gates. You have blessed our children within us. You make peace in our borders and fill us with the finest wheat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. But the one, the Holy Spirit, who now holds it back, will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And we, the body of Christ, the glorious church with him, for he is with us and is in us and walks in us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Amen.